The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Give that to you. Also, our Skype username. This will all be ways that you can connect with us, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Renee,
and Johnson.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the website. You get to add to the site as you please. Whatever it is that you think is important or interesting, Then you can just add it in there, and then other listeners can vote as to whether they like or dislike what it is that you've submitted. And you get to vote on things that are there as well. So drop on by freetalklive.com and get interactive. So lots of stuff to talk about here tonight, including a ridiculous story that actually I think Daryl brought in last night, but we didn't get to it, about the TSA. And you, Johnson, independently have chosen the same story here tonight. So this... Well, it's the TSA, so of course you expect ridiculous, stupid, expensive behavior from them, and this story fits all of those things.
Well, let's not say what it is, what happened, and let the story kind of spell it out.
All right.
It starts interesting in an interesting way.
Where's it coming from, by the way?
It's coming from geek.com.
Okay.
So that gives a little hint. When someone starts learning how to code, one of the first things they create is a program that generates outputs random numbers.
That's an easy program. I mean, I took a little bit of programming during high school. I could have probably continued down that career path. I decided not to because I wanted to press buttons for a living instead. And
that's what programmers do, actually.
Different kinds of fewer buttons. I went into radio. But programming a random number generator is super easy. Usually it's like random and then a variable.
It's something that would probably take less than 10 lines of code. You know, one of those kind of
super things. Easy to write. Yeah. This is one of the most basic things you can do.
So, in most cases, it's incredibly simple to make a program because your programming language of choice has a randomizing function available to use. It's right there in the code. Keeping the above in mind...
It would be a little more complicated if you had to actually program how randomization worked, but that's already been done for you.
Exactly.
With every programming language, pretty much.
And I'm sure that they wouldn't necessarily need to do that.
Right.
Keeping the above in mind, I now turn your attention to the transport... It says transport, but it's Transportation Security Administration, and the randomizer app that they use every day. If you've traveled through the U.S. airports in recent years, then you're well aware of the TSA pre-check lanes. It's a faster way to get through the airport security for low-risk travelers and allows you to keep your shoes and belt on. TSA pre-check is faster, but it also includes random searches, and that's where the randomizer app comes in. The app randomly chooses whether travelers go left or right in the pre-check lane. That way, nobody can predict which lane each person is assigned to and therefore can't figure out how to avoid the random checks. Here's the app in action. Well, you know, here's one way to figure out how to avoid the random checks. Get lucky.
Actually, the
clue right there to avoid the random checks is send enough people that your statistical odds are 100%.
Well, given that they're choosing between two different directions, the statistical odds are pretty, you know, easy to get through that, right?
Right.
You're
going to
go
50,
left,
right.
Or you're going to go right.
Send more than two people.
Yeah.
We beat the security.
No, I mean, I guess there's a chance that the app could randomly choose.
Sure.
The same
direction. Hillary Clinton won 6 coin tosses in a row. Yep. So, you know, it's possible magic will happen.
The odds of that happening become more and more
astronomically ridiculously low.
Right, the more times that it's the same direction in a row, the more ridiculous the odds become that will happen.
Yep. So, here's the app in action. So how much did the TSA pay to have the randomizer app developed? At least $336,413.59.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's $336,439.59 for an app that does nothing more than randomly select left or right a few hundred times an hour.
What? Isn't it true that the app is supposed to assist one of their employees? Like that they have the employee who was
planning an iPad.
Right, that's what I mean.
It's an iPad app.
So it's not like they're replacing the employee with this.
Right.
They have an employee who used to be the person who stood there and randomly chose which direction, you know, in their mind.
Instead of an iPad, they should have just had a large screen TV with an arrow that goes left or right.
Well, that would have cost
$1 million.
That would have cost $1 million.
But the point of the TSA is to waste money. That's the point of the TSA. They're there to burn your tax dollars. And like they should just have a ceremony every year where they set a pile on fire because that's essentially what they do on a daily basis.
Right. Any programmer could have done this for $3,000, let alone $300,000.
Try $30.
I know that, but like you know, I mean, you want to milk the government for something.
So we know this. The article goes on to say, we know this about the cost of this, thanks to developer Kevin Burke, who submitted a Freedom of Information Act request asking for details about the app.
Okay, and so he saw it in action and got curious.
Yeah. He's like, oh, iPad app. I wonder how much that cost. And if you think that paying over $336,000 for an app like this is ridiculous, well, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, boy.
The contract for the TSA randomizer app was won by IBM. The total paid for the project is actually $1.4 million.
No, what?
The cost is
they
not...
They needed managers. We had to we had to hire upper management for this.
The cost is not broken down in the documents Burke received in response to his request. It could be that IBM supplied all the iPads and training as well as the app itself.
Hmm.
Even so, the cost of the project is crazy. It's an app that is just randomly selects left or right. I understand that software used for security checks at airports must be rigorously tested and reviewed, but I have a hard time believing that such checks cost $1.4 million. In fact, I'm sure there's many reputable developers out there who would supply the TSA with the same app for a few thousand dollars.
They had to hire an auditor to make sure that the code actually was choosing randomly between two numbers.
I do have to say that I wonder if they didn't have to have some sort of crazy, ridiculous, because of the government, some sort of things in place where we have to say we audit and we have to select and like put checks and balances in place so that the app doesn't appear racist, because you know, like liberal the ultra liberal mindset would get in there and be like, well, left or right isn't actually fair because white males have an advantage, obviously, so what we need to do is we need to make sure that they're selected more often to go through the extra security checks, and that's actually balanced. That's actually more of a 50-50% because you have to select them more, because otherwise the app is just being racist.
Don't forget the feminists.
The toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. You can take control here. Let's go to Allison. She's in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Renee, and Johnson.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
You're on the radio. We're doing great. Go ahead.
Yeah, I listen to you on your apps and stuff.
Great.
Well, why are they using taxpayers' money to do it?
Because they
can. I don't know much on internet, but to me, I watch people use it. I mean, ain't it there for free?
Well, the internet is certainly something that you can get in lots of places for free, including airports. Airports do tend to have free Wi-Fi available to people. So you've never been on the internet, huh?
No, I'm a widow. I don't know too much on that.
I thought you said you listened to us on an app.
I listen to you on everything, yes.
On everything?
Well, on my daughter's app.
Ah, okay.
One where I can listen to it.
Okay, gotcha.
I don't play with it. She does.
You got to watch out. It's dangerous out there.
Yeah, I know.
It's a scary place.
So
what were you calling about tonight? What were you calling about tonight?
I was wanting to know, why are they using the taxpayers' money to do stuff like that if it's free?
Well, it's I mean, they have to have it specified to their whatever they're doing, but they're using the taxpayer dollar because it's the Transportation Security Administration.
And it's what they do.
It's what they do. They steal from people, essentially.
The internet might be free, but developing apps is definitely not free. So the thing that you're listening to on your daughter's iPad or whatever, someone had to program that. Some programmer had to actually spend time making that.
And not all of the internet is free. Try listening to the special content on some of the other radio programs that are out there.
That's true. They'll charge you for it. Hey, Allison, thanks for the call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And the Free Talk Live LRN app is free.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio here. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. Maybe you want to comment on the ridiculous story that Johnson has shared with us here tonight about the TSA spending at minimum $300,000+, maybe as much as $1.4 million, somewhere in that range, for a new app that they will be using internally. I don't know if it's available in the App Store. Maybe, you know, can you actually go and download this thing to where?
I don't know, maybe. That's actually an interesting question. Because if it's on an iPad, it's got to be an App Store, right?
I don't know about that. That's a good question. Yeah. I guess search for TSA.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
See what comes up. So the app chooses randomly between left or right, and the idea is there's some TSA agent that prior to this app's development would have had to have in their mind decided which direction someone should go, and that's, I guess, the idea is that, you know, the government doesn't want to be accused of favoritism. They don't want to be accused of targeting a particular group and sending them to extra screening more often than another group. So now they can say, well, it's not a human being who's choosing, it's this app that is making the decision. So that perhaps was their motivation. That it hasn't replaced the human being, by the way. The human being still holds on to the app and then indicates the direction that the person should go to. So it's just been, yet another government boondoggle that's completely unnecessary. I mean, they could have just given someone a die or a coin flip or whatever. And this is essentially a $300,000 coin flip, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
And aren't there already coin flip apps?
Oh, tons of them.
Right. So they could have just downloaded a coin flip app and then adopted that.
No, there's actually a really great coin flip app. It's called The Coin.
Right.
No, no, I mean, literally, if you have a TSA employee standing there, give them a quarter.
That requires someone to be able to flip the coin and catch it regularly. I mean, you're going to drop the coin.
They're being paid to stand there all day long anyway.
I know, but you're going to look awkward. They don't want their employees to drop the coin, and then someone has to pick it up for them. Right. It's going to look weird.
Hold it. You know what looks weird? When they're feeling people up all day long.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So that's the news here, and you can share your thoughts, 855-453. Since we're talking about apps, we don't talk about this often enough. We probably should talk about it more often. We do have an app. I mentioned it briefly in the last segment. There is the LRN.FM app. It also has Free Talk Live's 24/7 stream in it, so you can listen to LRN or Free Talk Live through this app, and it is free to download it. It's available for iOS devices as well as Android devices, and just search for LRN.FM. Actually, I think you just go to apps.lrn.fm, and you can download either one through the links that you'll find there. And no, it actually cost us nothing to develop the app, which is nice. You know, so the government paid $1 million plus for their app development process. Ours cost us nothing, but there is a cost still involved in that. And what we sort of paid for that is that the app has advertising in it that we don't benefit from. So the people who developed the app for us are the ones who benefit from the in-app advertising.
Are they still developing that app?
I believe they've made some changes to it since it was released. I can't tell you I can't tell you how often it's updated. Right. It's on my phone, but I don't pay attention to when it updates. So, you know, it works. It plays the audio from the feed. There's a few other perks like links to the website and social media and things like that in there. And, you know, you want to keep it simple. You want to keep when you're developing an app, you don't want it to be too complicated. So I think overall they did a pretty good job with it. Some people, you know, had some suggestions, and we passed those suggestions on to them. But ultimately, if we had developed our own app, it probably would have cost tens of thousands of dollars.
Right.
Had we hired someone, an actual professional app programmer, it would have cost tens of thousands. And someone had pitched us on that previously, like, hey, you want to buy an app? And I was like, nope. Because, you know, is it really worth that? I mean, I don't know. I don't have statistics on it. I imagine they do. Maybe I could ask them for it. Like, how many people are actually using the app? I have no idea. Is it in the dozens? Is it in the hundreds? And how many of the users would there need to be in order to make $50,000 or $100,000
versus
worthwhile?
Just having a responsive mobile designed website?
Sure, there's that. Or versus just using the myriad of different streaming apps that already exist out there.
Right.
So, you know, you can listen to Free Talk Live through different streaming at. So by no means is the official app the only way that you can or should listen. It's just a convenient way to listen. When
right.
you download the LRN.fm app, you open it up, and there's a big play button, and there you go. You're good to go. So super easy. So go to apps.lrn.fm if you want to download that. You know, Donald Trump has announced his plan. About,
yes.
You know, he's been promising to force Mexico to build a border wall, which just sounds like, you know, a lot of hot air campaign promises. Politicians can say anything that they want to. And apparently he has now, in a 2-page memo written to the Washington Post, outlined for the first time how he would seek to force Mexico to pay for his proposed 1,000-mile border fence, which Trump has made a cornerstone of his presidential campaign and has been repeatedly scoffed at by current and former Mexican leaders. Trump says he'll force Mexico to pay for the border wall by threatening to cut off the flow of billions of dollars in payments that immigrants send home to the country, an idea that could decimate the Mexican economy and set up an unprecedented showdown between the United States and a key regional ally. The proposal would jeopardize a stream of cash that many economists say is vital for Mexico's struggling economy, but the feasibility of Trump's plan is unclear, both legally and politically, and it would test the bounds of a president's executive powers in seeking to pressure another country. In the memo, Trump said he would threaten to change the rule under the U.S. Patriot Act anti-terrorism law to cut off a portion of the funds sent to Mexico through money transfers, commonly known as remittances. The threat would be withdrawn if Mexico, quote, made a one-time payment of $5 to $10 billion to pay for the border wall, he wrote. Quote, it's an easy decision for Mexico, Trump said in the memo on campaign stationery emblazed with Trump, make America great again. After the wall was funded, Trump wrote, transfer payments could continue to flow into their country year after year. He gave the memo to the Post in response to a written question provided to him before an interview last week. Trump said, quote, that the majority of the amount that they transfer, nearly $25 billion, sent home by Mexicans living abroad in 2015, mostly in the form of these money transfers, according to the central bank, he says, Trump says the majority of that amount comes from what he claims are illegal aliens. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. And honestly, I don't really care. I think people should be able to send money to anyone, anywhere in the world without having to ask someone's permission for it. And that's where Bitcoin can come into play here to save the day, because that's one thing that government cannot stop. So, yes, there are people in Mexico and in countries around the world who use Western Union and they use MoneyGram. These are the two most popular. From what I understand, there's a few smaller competitors,
yeah.
but these are the two most popular remittance providers. And, you know, you go to these locations, there's a bunch of them. I mean, they're mostly pretty convenient. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, there are several places where you can go and, you know, send money to anybody anywhere in the world. But there are fees, and sometimes the fees can be pretty outrageous.
Right.
Sometimes they can reject you because...
Especially if Trump gets his way. Well, fees will be really outrageous.
Or just not available.
Yeah.
If Trump gets his way, you will not be able to go to MoneyGram and send money to Mexico.
Well, I don't know if that's true. I mean, he wants to pay for the wall. You gotta have it be available if you want to pay for the wall.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, he's using the fees to pay for the wall.
No, he wants to extort Mexico into paying the fees. It's Free Talk Live. We'll continue.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA. .com or 800-544-3533.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shop the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio here. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in the studio tonight. You've got me, Ian.
Renee.
And Johnson.
We're talking about Donald Trump's plan, which we actually got I've got a copy of the two-page proposal here where he's got himself a plan on how to pay for that border wall, the what he claims will cost maybe $5 to $10 billion. That's a lot of money for a wall. 1,000 miles long.
You should just have the TSA build the wall, and then it'd be like $20 billion.
So we'll get into the actual proposal here. There's a summary over at the Washington Post. He apparently sent the memo to the Washington Post, and they're reporting on it. You know what? We're talking about Bitcoin as well as a solution here for anyone, anywhere, who wants to send money to someone in the world, wherever, without having to go through the old money system. Western Union, MoneyGram, I'm not saying they don't do valuable work. It's, you know, it's great that they're helping people send money. But they cost money. You know, you have to pay a certain fee, and it depends on, you know, if you're sending domestically or internationally or whatever. I don't know how they set their fees, but there's a fee always that goes along with this. And if you don't have a whole lot of money to begin with, as many of the people who are sending these remittances do not have, then you know, having a $5 or $10 fee or a $50 fee or whatever on top of that, that hurts. That's money that could be going to feed your family back from where they're from. So sending money with Bitcoin is the way to solve this. And you don't have to wait. Please, don't wait until Donald Trump happens to get elected and implements this proposal or tries to implement this proposal. Start adopting Bitcoin today. and you know, send some Bitcoin to your loved ones around the globe. And one of the other things you can do with your Bitcoin is you can save big time on your Amazon purchases. How about 20%, 25%, 30%? It's super easy to save that range of money. It sounds unbelievable, but it's for real. You can order. I've got some new studio equipment here that, you know, I got 20% off. And I selected 20% because I didn't want to wait. If I went up to like 30 or 40%, I probably would have to wait a little bit longer to get the sale done. But at 20%, it's like pretty much a done deal within a couple hours usually. So if you want to save big time, then go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. And now Save at Purse is offering a new feature, which is Save at Purse Merchants, where people who have things to sell, who don't want to sell through Amazon, can actually sell directly through Save at Purse and pay a whole lot less in seller's fees.
Right.
In order to do that. So I'm pretty excited about that. They literally just launched it within the last week or two. So if you're looking to sell items on the internet, that might be something to consider. Go to Save at Purse, saveatpurse.com. Back to the story here from the Washington Post. Trump claims that there's $25 billion worth of remittances that are sent to Mexico from the United States. Now, the story over the Washington Post suggests that he might be wrong about that, but let me get back into the story here. Trump says that after the wall has been funded, so the idea is, and if there was some confusion in this on the last segment, so just to be clear, what Trump's proposing here is that all remittances to Mexico will be cut off from people inside the United States as basically a measure to coerce the Mexican government into sending the U.S. government $5 to $10 billion to pay for this thousand-mile-long wall. The idea being, it's essentially, you know, they're holding the money hostage. They're saying, okay, well, all these billions of dollars that are going to your people every single year to help you and help your people, right, help your economy, we're cutting all that off unless you pay up. So it's a ransom. They're holding all of that money for ransom.
But basically, they're also simultaneously creating an army of immigrants in here who are going to say, well, we're going to find a way around that.
Yes. And
we're not going to comply with what you're saying. Like, that's just not going to happen. My family is more important than you. And, I mean, essentially what this is it does smack to me of, you know, there's a kind of a conspiracy that's been going around for a long time that Trump is going to increasingly try to tank his own campaign.
What do you mean?
That he's not really, that he's never really been a serious candidate, that he's always been a shill for Hillary.
But why would he want to tank his campaign?
So that Hillary wins.
Oh, okay. You mean after he gets, if he gets the nomination,
right,
that he would then, right, go even, what, even more crazy?
Yep.
Or?
Yep.
Is that possible?
Yeah, it's hard to imagine how he could be more ridiculous than,
right,
he currently is.
Oh, well, I'm sure that there's options.
I guess it's possible. Yeah. I guess we haven't seen everything yet,
yeah,
from this guy. So, yeah, he's talking about holding this money hostage. Prohibiting people from having the freedom, mm-hmm, to send their money where they want to in the world, which is, in this case, to Mexico to help their families out. And the idea being that Mexico would, for the best interest of their people, pony up the $5 to $10 billion, which certainly the Mexican government probably has in its coffers in order to build this wall.
I mean, to me, this is just such a ridiculous plan. Like, if I were going to, you know, I actually thought, I chuckled when I first heard this, and now I just think it's stupid, but I actually chuckled. I was like, oh, that's pretty smart. What I thought that was going to happen is, you know, I thought that Trump was making good on his promise by saying, oh, we're going to force the Mexican people to pay for this, by having the immigrants, by charging a fee, you know, by, like, adding a tax on Western Union transfers out of the country. You
that
know,
would be
that makes like a set, that seems like a way out where it makes sense. Like, we'll tax all transfers to Mexico, like an excise tax on, you know, any money transfers that are going to Mexico. Like, haha, see, you are going to pay for the wall. Like, if you want to keep supporting your families with money, you're going to pay for the wall. Like that, I thought I was amused. You know, I don't like the idea, but I can be amused by something that I don't like. It's called blue humor.
That would be certainly no libertarian would support what you're saying.
Right.
But from a I guess a political perspective, it's a smarter,
right,
move.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound as tough. Right. It doesn't sound as gang
boss.
This
way, he just sounds stupid.
Well,
like,
this sounds more like this sounds like more of a gang boss kind of move.
Yeah,
like, we're gonna cut off everything unless you do what we,
right,
say. And that's what he's doing. He's not pitching this to Congress.
Right.
He's pitching this to the xenophobic American people,
right,
who want to see something like that happen.
There's also the war hawk type people, too.
Sure. Yeah, so let me tell you more about
this.
Look
how strong his stance is.
So the figure, by the way, so he's wrong. According to the Washington Post, about his $25 billion figure,
right.
That includes cash that comes from around the globe. So that's cash. That is money that comes into Mexico, apparently. But it's not just from the United States.
Right.
And he made it sound like it was. In addition, a Government Accountability Office report in January said it's difficult to track how much money Mexican immigrants working illegally in the U.S. are sending versus those sent or the money sent by those working legally. Another complication in his remittance proposal is he wants to deport all 11 million immigrants living illegally in the United States, many of whom came from Mexico. President, which of course is a whole other, that's a whole other story. I mean, how you're going to do that, how you're going to identify 11 million so-called illegal immigrants and then further deport them. That's the only way you're going to do that is by creating a police state, period. You're going to have more checkpoints.
Yeah.
You're going to have they've already been doing these things. You know, there already are internal checkpoints. There already are businesses who have been raided by what they're now calling ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement,
mm-hmm.
where they'll come in, they'll literally hold, you know, the secretary and the CEO at gunpoint and demand they open up their filing cabinet and pull out all of the employee records. They've raided manufacturing plants and things like, you know, places where migrants might be working, and then they literally will, you know, handcuff people at their jobs and take them away while their kids are at home,
right.
You know, while the wife or the kids are at home. So they're splitting up and destroying families in order to propagate this. And this is under the current administration. So he's talking about ramping that up.
Right.
You know, he wants to make it sound like Barack Obama hasn't been doing enough to destroy people's families and, you know, destroy people's lives.
But Barack Obama wouldn't do that.
Well, he is doing it.
What are you talking about? Barack Obama loves all people.
I don't know if he's doing it as much as George Bush or more or what. I'm not sure. But, you know, they are doing it. But this is, you know.
I just wanted to be, you know, the delusional, typical, you know, lefty.
Obama supporter.
I mean, yeah.
Another complication is he wants to deport the immigrants. Obama sharply criticized the proposal Tuesday and told reporters at the White House that foreign leaders are peppering him with questions about some of the wackier suggestions, what he said, coming from Trump and his main rival, Ted Cruz. Obama said, quote, "This is just one more example of something that's not thought through and is primarily put forward for political consumption." You know what? I would say that's an accurate assessment of this. 855-453 is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. More on Trump's proposal to cut off the money supply to Mexico in order to get his wall funded.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Know-how. Knowing you can get 20% off almost everything at Napa, I bet you'd start thinking, I could use some headlamps, shop gloves, a new ratchet set. Then you'd think, how am I going to carry all this? Simple. The Napa 5-gallon bucket. Buy one for $3.99, get 20% off almost everything you can fit in it, and a dollar goes to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. 20% off the stuff you want, plus a bucket to carry it all home in. That's Napa know-how. Participate in Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. Minimum 3 items. Offer expires 4/30/16.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio here. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. You want to comment on the plan that Donald Trump has now released explaining how he plans to coerce Mexico, their government, into ponying up $5 to $10 billion in order to build a 1,000-mile-long wall. You're welcome to share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to continue on that discussion, but you can also bring up anything. And let's go to the phones, to the phone. Erod is in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Renee, and Johnson.
Hey, I want to talk about something that's been bothering me all day. So this morning, right. I get up in the morning, as the usual, just turn the television on just to check the weather and see what the weather's going to be. So anyway, so I hear this news story. There's this 20-year-old kid who was drunk driving the wrong way on the freeway, killed two little girls, probably about 5 and 6, and paralyzed another one. The guy got 75 years of prison time, 50 to serve. And I guess my question is that an appropriate sentence? And the reason I'm asking is that, you know, I can remember in my early 20s, I remember I having a girlfriend, the first, actually, she was the first person I truly, really loved. Anyway, she died. So, you know, one night in drinking, you know, I went out and, you know, was drinking heavily. You know, and so I was...
She died, just to clarify, she died at a young age.
She died at a young age, right. She was younger than me. She died in her early 20s, too, you know.
From a car accident, natural causes, do you want to say?
She actually died in a swimming pool.
Okay? Oh, gosh.
A swimming pool accident. But anyway, but regardless of how she died, I was depressed, and then I was drinking heavily, you know, and I went out driving, and I wrapped my vehicle around a telephone pole. I mean, just buried into the engine. And, in fact, I was too drunk even to get hurt. So I look at this kid, 20 years old. He's got 75 years, and I'm looking, and it's a horrible, horrible thing to happen to any parent. I can't even imagine the pain that they must be going through. Two of their children dead. One is paralyzed for the rest of their life. It is absolutely horrible. But yet, I find myself having compassion upon this 20-year-old kid.
Because it could have been you.
It could have been me. And you know what? And I was wondering, And, you know, if the courts had some way to look in the future, and by the way, I've got a pretty good life. I mean, you know, not to toot my own horn, but, you know, I've done pretty well for myself. I mean, you know, I've got family, I've got a nice house, nice income, nice everything. But if that would have happened to me, and if they had some way to look in the future and say, hey, you know, this guy really is going to turn out pretty good, I wonder whether or not they would have given me the same sentence. And I think this kid at 20 years old is probably like, I mean, he didn't wake up in the morning saying, hey, I'm going to kill me some kill two little girls and paralyze somebody. And, you know, this may seem really weird and awkward, but oh, my God, my heart goes out to the kid, too. His life is over for one mistake he made in his life. One moment of just foolishness, it's over. And I'm asking the question, is that right?
I want to hear from the panel here, Johnson, Renee.
I don't know. I wonder what it would be like if you were to give, you know, with that type of situation, the thought just keeps rolling around in my head that what if you were to offer, you were to say, okay, you're going to get 75 years, 50 served, or you have this option. We can paralyze you.
Oh, eye for an eye.
Yeah.
I don't know. I tend to judge based on intent. So I had a brother who also died in a car accident, and I dare say he was murdered because the passenger whipped the wheel of the car with malicious intent.
The passenger
intent.
Or the driver?
The passenger whipped the wheel of the car while he was driving. So car accident killed him. That girl, no punishment whatsoever. She gets to live with that every day. She, I believe, deserves to be punished because she wanted destruction. This guy, however, 20 years old, I hate to use youth as an excuse, but I don't think he intended to kill anybody.
Well, even
I
if
think
he was,
just 70, stupid.
Even if he was 70, he wouldn't have necessarily intended. He intended to get drunk.
But couldn't you make the argument that all criminals are stupid?
No, because...
Like, regardless of intent. I mean,
no, they're smart criminals who don't get caught.
Yeah, well, okay, but what they're doing, I mean, okay. But when
there's a lot of pretty smart
stupid,
drug dealers out there, for instance, who've never gotten caught, or, you know, other brilliant white-collar criminals.
I don't mean victimless crimes. The drug dealing, I think, is a victimless crime.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking
about. About white-collar crimes, like embezzlement or whatever?
That's theft.
There's an actual victim. I'm not saying there's no victim. I'm just saying there are intelligent people who have done those crimes.
Right.
Right? So I don't know if that's generally true.
But they're taking a pretty stupid risk, right? I mean...
It depends, I suppose. Yeah. I mean, if you do a white-collar crime, you're not going to spend 75 years in prison. So if you've embezzled millions of dollars into Bitcoin, I'm not advocating for this. I'm just saying sometimes crime does pay. In this case, this is not a crime that will pay. You know, getting drunk and driving is never going to pay you in any way, shape, or form. So, yes, it's stupid, but it's not 75 years worth of stupid.
I'm not going to act like I've never driven drunk before. I mean, I don't think I've ever gotten behind the wheel of a car hammered, but I've definitely gotten in the car after having a few drinks if I felt comfortable.
So I don't think that's generally a good idea, but I think a lot of people would say that they've done that.
I'm not advocating it, but I'm not the only one.
Right. I think a lot of people have had more than a couple drinks and have driven home. But it does sound like this guy, you got to be pretty wasted to go the wrong way down a freeway.
Yeah.
I mean, that's you've got to be pretty wasted. So
But you know what? I was wasted like that. And like I said, I was driving drunk. And I'm not proud of it at all. Believe me, I am not. And I thank God that I didn't hurt anybody. But I wrapped that. I mean, that telephone, as a matter of fact, when I went to the junkyard to go and start and see the car, they did not believe that I was actually driving the car.
Wow.
They thought the person driving that car would have obviously been dead. And I just keep on thinking, my God, that could have been me.
Well, that's empathy. I mean, what your experience
would have been better if I was spending 75 years in jail.
No.
I mean, I've got a good life. I've done some really great things. I mean, forgive me for tooting my own horn, but I've done some really great things over my life. But would justice been served if I would have if I would have died in jail? Like, this guy is probably going to die in jail, and he's probably a good kid, just like I was.
Sure, but he probably was, you know, had a somewhere he was going in life.
And look, how will that make it right?
It won't. And that's what I wanted to go to here, is that, you know, the kind of the libertarian, if you will, solution to this is not to send someone to prison for making a mistake. It's to require some sort of payment. Now,
25 years of restitution.
Well, no, whatever it is.
To the state.
No, not to the state. No, restitution goes to the victim.
Well, that's what he's serving now.
Right. So the state is the one benefiting from this. The state gets more money for their prisons. The state gets money from taxpayers to, you know, feed this guy and house him. And ultimately, that's essentially you're victimizing the victims twice. Now, I know there's the dead victims, but I mean the family members of those victims. The people who have already lost their loved ones are now being forced by the state to pay to keep this guy in a jail cell. So they were victimized once by the guy crashing into their car, and they were victimized twice now by the state forcing them to pay to put the guy who was in the car in a prison cell. So there's no justice here whatsoever. I understand some people want to see this punishment mentality enacted on folks, but ultimately that doesn't make those people whole. Now, I don't want someone to think that you can make someone whole when they've lost their loved ones. Okay, I get that, right? So you're not going to bring these people back with cash payments. That's not going to fill whatever emptiness that those people have inside of them. But at the very least, it's better than them having to pay to put him in a prison cell. It would be better for this guy to be able to get out of jail and or to not go to jail. If he would say, hey, I'll agree, I'll send 20% of every paycheck I get to this family for the rest of my life, or for whatever arbitrary time frames. Because how do you put a value on human life? What would the amount be that he would have to pay back? I don't know.
And somebody else is, you know, would ask you, yeah, but okay, what if you do that? And then he goes and gets drunk and he kills more people.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I don't know. What do you think, Erod?
Well, again, you know, like I said, I keep on putting myself in this guy's shoes because, you know, I could have been right there. And I know that there's a lot of people, you know, under the sound of my voice right now who have been out drinking and they were drunk and they were driving and nothing happened and something could have happened. And I just believe that, you know, and this may seem, like I said earlier, really weird to have compassion upon this guy.
No, I don't think it's weird.
But I really do. I mean, you know, I mean, it's a tragedy on both sides, and I just don't think it's right. I mean, I think.
I totally agree with you. And a great call, Ira. Great question. Thanks for bringing it to the table here tonight. Anyone who wants to chime in on this may certainly do so. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. What is the right way to handle this situation? Johnson, as far as your objection goes to, you know, just letting him out, letting him work and pay money, well, you know, there are other things you could do to sort of ensure that he doesn't drink again. There's the interlock systems, and then there's classes and Alcoholics Anonymous. Hour 2 is on the way.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements. We have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.